Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Game three of the finals tonight in South Florida. George Richards with us now. He's been covering the Panthers for many years. Now as the publisher with FloridaHockeyNow.com. George, nice of you to talk to us on a game day. I guess I still have scar tissue from being around baseball in the mid-90s and once maybe daring to approach that night's starting pitcher and still walking around with the damage. How are you?
How are you? What's going on?
When do you get to the arena normally on a game day?
On a game day? Like a normal game day or a today game day?
Maybe it's different today. Game three?
It's a little different today. Usually I get here about an hour and a half before. And right now I'm sitting in the gigantic parking lot here in Sunrise with the sunshade up because it's 90 degrees.
All right.
And, great hockey weather. People are fired up.
How is that all going down there, George? We all know this is a third straight year in the finals. Would you say like the season attack, like is it taken hold maybe how Tampa has a few years ahead of you in Florida? Like is it stable to the point where like you can't imagine this market not having a team anymore?
Yeah, I think you could say that just because of the ownership with Vinny Viola taking over. He's really transformed this hockey organization. Just like Vinick did in Tampa, right? I mean, you've seen the growth around the Tampa Bay arena with everything that's going on there. And in the Panthers, yes, a couple years later, but they've built a similar setup. Two completely different markets, however. This is still a different place, but probably more, it's like Los Angeles almost. I mean, it's just big. There's people from everywhere else. The Panthers have truly taken hold in this market, and you've got people from all over just jumping in. And listen, we went what you guys are going through in Buffalo with not making the playoff. The Panthers started that, right? I mean, the Panthers went from 2000 to 2012 without making the playoffs. They make the playoffs, they finish in last place the next year. And they just never had any sustained winning, and it was tough to grow down here. And now you see the consistency, You see this team year after year, not just the Stanley Cup Finals, but starting in 2019-2020, every year getting better, and people feel like they can be part of this now, as opposed to, say, the Miami Marlins, who every couple years, oh, I love this, I love Jazz, gone, gone. You know what I mean? The Marlins right now are looked at as like a AAA team of other teams.
Well, George, we were talking about this last week one day, and one of my favorite things about this Panthers team is that they finished at the top of the league three seasons ago now. And I remember talking to you late in that year because they were in a race for that last playoff spot in the East with the Sabres. And I remember joking with you how long it had been since I had talked to a reporter from a team the Sabres were playing that night, because the games just hadn't been that important in a long time. And anyway, we know how that went. But the thing is, like, even in the midst of that, that year was an overhaul year. They won the President's Trophy and then blew it up. And I think that takes a lot of guts. And they did it. And Tkachuk has been, I think, well, you can tell us, it seems like a franchise changer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at that 2022 team that won the President's Cup, and everybody's riding high, and the Panthers are beating everybody 8-4, 7-3. Then they get into the playoffs, and they struggle a little bit against Washington. They very well could have lost in the first round to Washington. They survived that, win in six. Then they just get absolutely stomped by the Tampa Bay Lightning in round two. And the Panthers are like, this is not how we're going to succeed. I mean, we can win all we want in the regular season, but if this is how it's going to go in the playoffs, we got to change our team. And they did. They hired Paul Maurice as the coach. They made that big trade, sending Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar to Calgary for Matthew Tkachuk. And he has been a difference maker. You look at Sasha Barkov as the captain of this team. They are two different people, and they complement each other extremely well. But, Matthew Tkachuk has absolutely been a franchise changer for the Florida Panthers.
And then eventually Sam Reinhart in there too. George, yep. So I'm, if you don't mind, more curious about just like, because Bulldog referenced, we talked about the massive relatively recent growth of that team the last few years. You know, we've been here a long time, and I don't think it's anything that's news to you to hear somebody say, like, the Northeast hockey fan would often condescend to the teams in the Southeast, or the fans. You know, you have half-empty buildings, and, sure, you know, like, Buffalo is trying to get somewhere in this sport for so long, and you're watching Vegas pop up a team and win immediately, and just on and on. What more? I mean, I don't want to ask you to just go on all day, but what are the key points in how the Panthers made that jump so that, like, they have this incredible scene there that aren't just simply winning games? I think it has to be more, whether it's marketing or something else, to get to a point where now you have, like, a really great scene there.
Well, palm trees help, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
No. Just kidding. Listen, they've built a culture. And you talk about the Sam Reinharts coming here and the Sam Bennetts. And obviously Matthew Tkachuk, but Radko Gudas, Carter Verhaeghe, Anthony DeClaire. These players, people fell in love with it, the way the team played, and their style of play, and just their personalities on and off the ice. They do a very good job of marketing this team, but it did come down. This is a – call it front running if you want, but this is a big event town. People just don't want to be – people want to be seen at things down here, and a winning team certainly helps that. Listen, Bill Zito took this team over in 2020 after the bubble. Florida gets knocked out in the play-in round against the Islanders. Dale Talon, they part ways. They bring in Bill Zito. The first thing he does, 10 days into the deal, he brings in Patrick Hornquist, and everything changes from there. There's only four players left on this team from when Bill Zito took over. You would think that's a complete teardown, right? That's a complete rebuild. You're going to go through years. You're moving that many players. This team has gotten better every single year. because of the players that they've added, because of the pieces that they've added, and players want to be here. This is, for the first time, become a destination franchise because of the ownership, because of what they've done. They built a training facility in Fort Lauderdale. Why? They like Fort Lauderdale? No, because all the players live there, and they can ride their, you know, drive their golf carts there. They've done all the little things that are big things, you know?
Makes sense.
You know, Mike referred to Reinhardt eventually getting there, George, and that's a player obviously we're intimately familiar with here in sure. Buffalo, where he began his career. And this show, myself, Mike, I think I speak for him. We were bullish on Sam Reinhardt. But with that said, so I'm not surprised he became a top shelf scorer in the league necessarily in the right spot. The two-way play, like him getting Selke votes, is not something yeah. I ever had on my scorecard. Can you talk a little bit about his evolution since he arrived there, what you thought the Panthers were getting and what they now have in Sam Reinhardt?
He's just a guy that, you know, hates to lose, and he was miserable losing. I remember his last year in Buffalo, they had him at center. He was terrific there. He scored all those goals late in the year. But then he comes here. And, you know, he starts playing with Anton Lindell and Esa Luostarinen. And that's where I think that's where the defensive change kind of happened. But, you know, what did he have, 58 goals last year, and he got Selke votes? This year he finishes second in the Selke, playing with Barkov. And, you know, Barkov is, you know, the new Selke king. And you've got Barkov and Reinhardt playing both ends of the ice. Neither player has scored in these finals, and Paul Maurice couldn't be happier with their play because they're going against McDavid and Draisaitl, and they're doing all this stuff to slow those guys down. They're doing what the Panthers need to be done. Reinhardt's been, you know, absolutely terrific here. He signed a deal that probably, last year, what was the talk? Reinhardt has completely priced himself out of the Panthers' plans because of the season he had. And then he signs here for a contract that he could have gotten a lot more somewhere else. He loves playing here. He loves playing with this team. He's a gigantic part of the fabric of the Florida Panthers. And, you know, his game has just gone to another level.
Bulldog may have asked you this. Did you expect it? Like, he's not wrong. We both really liked Reinhardt. And that might not sound like anything because you might think, like, why wouldn't you? But he wasn't Eichel in terms of just, like, looking undeniable, just more nuanced game, more complete maybe, whatever. Eichel's great, too. But when that trade happened, was he for you somebody like, all right, that is a great get?
Yeah, I mean, I when that happened on the what was it the draft day, the COVID draft or the second COVID draft, where you were like, yeah, if, you know, the first night it was rumored and it was like, man, that's a huge get for the Panthers, and then it becomes official on day two, and you're like, wow, what a nice piece, especially because Florida had already hit on Sam Bennett, a player who was misused in Calgary. Brandon Montour had come at the deadline previously. So Brandon Montour ends up re-signing with the Panthers. And it just seemed to be a real nice fit. He was just a real nice addition. And again, another guy who I talked to him about 2-3 months ago. We were talking about that deal going down, and he goes, yeah, you know, I was a restricted free agent. I was like, did you tell them you would only go to Florida? You know, kind of like, you know, Matthew Tkachuk had a list of three teams, and he kind of winked, and it was like, I didn't really, yeah, they knew where I wanted to go, and they knew to send me there or it was going to be a problem. So he kind of manipulated things to get here. I was like, well, why? Florida hadn't really done anything, right? I mean, they hadn't done anything. Why would you want it? He was like, because you could see it. You could see the way this team played. You could see that the way that they worked together, that he wanted to be a part of it. And I think that's kind of one of those turnaround deals for a player where you want to be somewhere, you want to be part of it, and maybe, you know, your whole perception of life changes.
You know, you mentioned when we were talking about Reinhardt a few moments ago that everyone thought he was going to play his way out of Florida because they just wouldn't be able to afford to keep him.
Right.
And now you mentioned Bennett. And same draft class here. We knew plenty about Sam Bennett and Aaron Ekblad and Draisaitl, too, from that 14 draft where the Sabres ended up getting Reinhardt. Now Bennett reads like the guy who's going to, you know, every goal he scores in these playoffs here, and the reputation for being the playoff player grows, but yet you're talking about a guy that doesn't really get, you know, 60 points or 30 goals in regular season play. What do you think the future holds for him, recognizing that we haven't even really talked about this series yet, which hopefully we'll have a few moments to do after this? What do you think about Bennett and where he heads after this? Do you think he stays?
Well, he's done a great job for himself, right? I mean, you are already looking at him as being, you know, one of the top few free agents on the market, just like Reinhardt last year. Florida had ended up going to the wire, right? I mean, Florida didn't sign him until late, what is it, July 31st or whatever, before free agency opened. That might be the same thing here with Bennett. Florida's got $19 million under the cap. They've got Bennett. They've got Aaron Ekblad. They've got that Brad Marchand fellow, which, you know, I don't think that he's going to stick around. And then you've got to fill out your team. So that $19 million is going to get sucked up pretty quickly. But again, Sam Bennett, you know, there's talk about a $10 million deal. This is the same thing that was being said last year around Sam Reinhardt. He's going to get $10 million. He's going to get $11 million, whatever it is. I think Sam Bennett's going to stay. He's going to get a fair deal. Bill Zito has made it clear. We give our guys fair deals, and they understand that to keep the band together, sometimes you have to take a little bit less so the other guy gets a little bit less, but we're able to keep them together. Sam Bennett, and I haven't really said anything about this, Sam Bennett was the only Florida Panther player who was at Aaron Ekblad's cup party last year in Windsor, Ontario. Those two are tight, and you know, if it means a little bit less to keep Aaron Ekblad, maybe that's what happens, but we'll have to wait and see.
Quickly on Marchand, George Richards, our guest for just a couple more minutes here, staying cool in his car in the parking lot in advance of game three, hopefully staying cool.
The air cranks, baby. Air is cranking.
I would hope. What has the Marsh, if this can be a short answer, I don't know, but maybe it could be very short. What has the Marchand impact been?
Unbelievable. Is that good enough? listen, everything the Panthers could have dreamed Brad Marchand would be, I think, has been exceeded. It took him a couple games to get going. He came to the Panthers. He was injured when the Panthers traded for him. So it took him a couple weeks to even get into the lineup.
Yep.
And then Paul Maurice was, you know, kind of playing around, seeing where he would fit. Ever since he went with Etu Lusterainen and Anton Lundell on the right side of that third line, it's just been absolute fantastic hockey. The Tampa Bay Lightning had no answer for it. And we're like, okay, well, people are going to adjust to it. The Toronto Maple Leafs had no answer for it. Neither did the Carolina Hurricanes. The three of them together have been absolute fire. And Brad Marchand has just fit into this team as perfect as you could hope for. And I think you got to give credit to Sam Bennett for making the peace after all the stuff that went down between these two guys and these two teams. Let's not forget, Brad Marchand almost ended this run for the Florida Panthers before it even started. He had a breakaway in Game 5 in 22 that could have knocked the Panthers out in 5. He misses the shot. Florida ends up winning Game 5 and ends up winning that series. They end up upsetting those Boston Bruins in 7. And look at the Panthers now. Brad Marchand could have ended it before it even started. And now here he is, you know, hating the Panthers all, you know, for the last 2 years, grinding his teeth, getting knocked out by Sam Bennett last year. And now they're best buds and they're all going to Dairy Queen and, you know, all that stuff. So it's been, you know, the Panthers could not have hoped for anything better than that.
The series has been great so far in my eyes, 1-1 going into Game 3 tonight. I think game two is going to be a very high bar to clear. That if not for the Four Nations face-off this year, I think that's the hockey game of the year. It just, especially early, had everything, including some bad blood about goalie collisions. You know, we talked about Bennett already, Corey Perry on the Edmonton side. Do you have a sense that that is just something that's going to continue here as the series shifts to Florida?
Well, we can only hope so, right? I mean, it's been terrific drama. You know, that's why sports, that's why all these networks are still paying big money for sports, is because it's, you just never know what's going to happen. You've got to watch. You can't watch this on tape. You've got to watch it to live it. And these first two games have been absolute great theater. You hope it continues. There's no reason to expect it won't. These two teams are, you know, as close as two teams could be. If you look at any metric, I mean, they look like mirror images of each other's numbers wise. So it should be a lot of fun. And listen, with all the media that's here, the whole Sam Bennett running into goalies thing has just been amplified. Darnell Nurse was talking about it today, or Evander Kane was talking about it. Nurse talked about it yesterday. Evander Kane brought it up today. So, yeah, I mean, it should be a lot of fun tonight.
Evander Kane, Jeff Skinner, Evan Rodriguez, Montour, Kulikov, Reinhart. Yep. A lot of, well, I guess this is maybe to be expected these days with how many players the Sabres have been through. Oposo last year, former Sabres all over the finals again. Very good. George, bad news. Time to turn the car off and
now I gotta walk.
Sweat your way inside.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be schwitzing.
Thanks for your time today, George.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com on a game day. Oh, so much of that is just so gross. Marchand.
I know.
The sweat. I don't mean the sweat.
Yeah,
like
no.
The players.
How hot it is. Yeah, no. Reinhardt. It'll be hot here eventually. It's not today, but yeah.
Just the Saber yeah. life.
Yeah. I'm watching that game Friday night. I don't know. Between Bennett and his reputation and Marchand and just all of it, I don't know if I've ever loved and hated something as equally as I love and hate the Florida Panthers. And part of the reason I love them is because they do things that make me hate them. Like in hockey, that is, I don't know, it's not necessarily a requirement, but it certainly can get you, you know, to the next level. If you've got guys that are willing to do, you know, quote unquote, whatever it takes. And Bennett definitely has enhanced his reputation as a whatever it takes. Oh, you pushed me. Oh, now I have fallen on your goalie's knee. I mean, he's an artist, this guy.
I'm this way about chips.
You hate them so much that you love them?
I love chips, but when I'm eating them, it's usually like 11 at night when it happens, and doesn't happen as much as it used to, but just like, oh, I hate you chips. I hate you chips for being here.
So good and crunchy.
Right now, I do not need this right now, but I'm having it. Chips.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
The Florida Panthers, the chips of hockey. Okay, 803-0550 is the number. James Cook week, maybe. Guess only if he doesn't show, and seems like that's most people's expectation. We'd love to know what you would do if you were the Bills with Cook. Are you ready to pay him? Are you ready to trade him? 803-0550, again, the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Sometimes you have to take a little bit less so the other guy gets a little bit less, but we're able to keep them together. Sam Bennett was the only Florida Panther player who was at Aaron Ekblad's cup party last year in Windsor, Ontario. Those two are tight. And, you know, if it means a little bit less to keep Aaron Ekblad, maybe that's what happens, but we'll have to wait and see.
Our guest from earlier, George Richards. Bulldog, have you ever been to a Stanley Cup party?
No, I have not.
Ever been close
to
going
Stanley
to
Cup
one?
Party? No.
My sister was at one.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big dub. Do you remember whose party it was?
Jay Wells.
Okay.
What team is that? Is it the 94 Rangers?
I think that could be right. Yeah. He definitely spent some time with the Rangers in that era, so I think that might be it.
I'm only pretty sure of any of this.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'll check with my sister. I think yes. 94. He was here, and maybe that was how she knew him or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went to the Rangers from the Sabres. Well,
no.
What do you know? This happened in the past, too.
Right. Guy left and then won a cup.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, good. Happy to help.
Jay McKee in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, no. Never been invited to a Stanley Cup party. I've been in, you know, I mean, the Hockey Hall of Fame, you know, eliminate that. The Cup came to the radio station when I was working nights at BEN on the Cup run in 99. It was there. And that's the closest I've ever been to the Cup.
Okay.
It was like in the lobby of the radio station. And I wouldn't go really that near it. I felt like,
did that guy Phil Pritchard? Did he bring us the cup over to us ever when we were closer?
I don't know. He was definitely involved in this thing I'm referring to from '99. I can't remember if we've ever had the pleasure of it being you know, close by while we were working. I can't recall. I don't think so.
I mentioned Jay, by the way. He was on the Penguins. They did not win that year, but just. Was thinking out loud, I guess, of players who went from the Sabres. There are a lot of them to a championship. And very, very famous examples in recent years, of course. The Panthers, 19 different goal scorers so far in the playoffs. Looking at their roster when talking to our guest, wow, just kept going. The list of guys, Kulikov has goals. Right. Rodriguez has a goal. 19 different players so far. I think maybe it's only 23 that have seen a game, and that includes Bobrovsky. So 19, not sure what the record is. I looked up a few Sabres examples. 1999, it was 15 different goal scorers that year, including Rob Ray.
All right, yes. It is one against the Leafs in the conference finals.
Famous goal against the Leafs. Yep. The 75 Sabres had only 13 different players score. I wonder how many games that was, too. Like, they might have had a couple of shorter.
It was only two rounds to get to the final. They beat Chicago and Montreal.
Okay, so not as many games.
So not as many games. No.
Maybe Chicago was a sweep too. I don't know.
I think that rings a bell.
06 Sabres for the semis, 16 different goal scorers. 07 Sabres to the semis, 13. This year, Florida is at 19 so far. There you go.
I wonder if there has ever been a team that has had everyone who has dressed for playoff games who scored.
Every skater,
yeah, not excluding the two goalies that would have been active for each game.
Is Rob's goal? You're not prepared for this question. I'm not. I don't come with an answer yet.
I can see the play. I'm ready at a moment's notice to talk about this goal in depth.
Is Rob's goal the most unlikely? However you want to define that. This case, maybe it's both the kind of goal it was and the player who scored it. The most unlikely Sabres playoff goal.
It should definitely rate in the conversation. Off the top of my head, I'm not prepared to tell you of another one that was maybe less likely. But considering how much he played, the role he played, and the goal and its importance, I mean, it didn't win the series, but it was the winner in that game, as it turned out. But it was midway through the second period or something that he scored it. I think he made it. Whatever, he gave them a 3-goal lead or something, and they won.
Yes.
Whatever it was.
Yes.
So, I mean, through the legs, you know, backhanded midair. It's a ridiculous goal for a skill player to score. So Rob scores it. He's playing. You know, he ends up being a scratch as they get toward the finals. Or into the finals.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty unlikely guy to score a goal of that caliber, importance, and caliber style of goal it was.
It's a random tip. Like, it's just sort of a crazy deflection. Unlikely in those ways.
But not like a puck that hit him from the point. I mean, it was a pass to the slot that he just reaches out with his stick and like backhands it through his legs.
That's right. So it wasn't off his butt.
It's not like it bounced in like the goal that went in off Bouchard the other night, own goal, if you will. There was intention there. It's kind of incredible that he pulled it off.
That's right.
He might have been thinking, as that pass is coming, what are you doing sending a shin-high pass at me? I'm Rob Ray.
Or he's thinking, I got this.
But I got it. It turned out all right. It turned out.
Different ways to define unlikely. Like Derek Plant in overtime against Ottawa, the Sabres' only Game 7 win. Maybe that makes it unlikely. They won a Game 7th game. No, I mean like a shot from the blue line without Rob there for one to deflect it through his legs. Like just a shot from the blue line that gets that goes all the way through. Tugnot. That was shocking.
Pretty unlikely, yes, to have someone score from out there. Even way back then, it was that did not happen that often.
It's been a long time since I've thought about that goal. Why are we shooting from there? Is 1997 still like long ago enough? Where I might as well. Is he going off?
You know, I will say this. I saw that highlight recently. Maybe we just passed the anniversary of it a month ago or something. I don't remember.
Probably
longer ago than that. But I know I saw it recently, and I thought the first thing I thought when I saw the replay was he's further in than I thought than I remember him being.
Okay,
like he's closer to the top of the circle than I remember him being. Is what I will say. He's not at the top of the circle. But he's neither like Yzerman against the Blues, like that's, what is that, early 90s, mid 90s? I don't know. There's a famous Yzerman slap shot from the blue line that you see for years. You would see it on playoff hockey intros from behind. I think it's John Casey, the St. Louis goalie. And it goes like bar down, but it's from like right inside, like it's a step inside the blue line. And you kind of can't believe it went in. Plant is 10 feet closer to the net than that.
Okay.
I think if you find the highlight, I think he's not quite just inside the blue line.
Yzerman,
he might start winding up, but by the time he shoots it, he's closer to the top of the circles than I remember.
Okay.
I think that's
give,
how I
give see. Alexander Ovechkin 100 pucks from that spot, or put it on the left if you'd rather, whatever, just mm-hmm. like that far out, wherever you want to put him. How many times does he score? Two?
Yeah, not a lot. No, I mean, Tugnet missed it. You got to miss it. Like, he got his, he had it. I mean, he missed it. It went through. So, yeah, you're going to hit the goalie most of the time from there.
Maybe just part of the genius of it was, like, he'll never think I'm going to shoot him.
Right.
He's not ready for this.
Right. Pucks to the net.
I mean, it's all just so quick. Yeah. It's all so fast.
Yeah.
Yzerman is that a seventh game? Might be a seventh game. It is.
I think it is. It's overtime seventh game, I think.
Double overtime. I'm looking at it now in 96. Oh, yeah. He's just barely. He's winding up. He's on the blue line.
Right.
And that's Gretzky flubs it in the neutral zone, and Yzerman takes it and just never gives it up.
Wow.
I hated the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Did you hate the Red Wings? Come on. Ugh. It's the Leafs in me, maybe.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I loved Yzerman, eventually Shanahan. I think I liked that team a lot. Yeah, I think I liked them a lot. I held like Montreal against Patrick Waugh, so I never liked Colorado. So I was on Detroit when that was hot. I was on Detroit then.
Okay. The Lemieux years.
You're
Claude
right.
Lemieux.
Right.
I hated everybody.
Crazy brawls and all the stuff.
Yeah. I did not have a side in those series. I did not get into it because I just didn't like either one.
Right.
Colorado, Detroit, Dallas. I never rooted for anybody. I think I probably wanted Dallas to win the year the Sabres went to the finals in the semis, I mean, because I felt like maybe they would be easier than, was it the Avs? They beat the Avs to go to the finals in 99?
I do not remember the other side of the bracket.
That's a little bit familiar to me, is like feeling like Dallas was the better matchup.
It would make sense if Colorado was there because they were excellent at that time too. I mean, they win it just they won it in 96 and they won it a few years later with Ray Bourque, I think, like
2001.
Yeah, 01. Yeah,
against Jersey, which got Pittsburgh in the Eastern Final after Pittsburgh won here, and the deal was how the Sabres went 4-0 against Jersey that season, but
right.
Did not get the chance. All right, that's enough about that. That's enough about all of it. We'll take a break and come back with more to say. How about that? How about that plan? Brian Koziol will join us at 6 today to talk about the weekend outside of Toronto on the PGA Tour, and then this week, the U.S. Open outside of Pittsburgh. I'm guessing at least somebody listening was there yesterday and maybe is also or someone else going to the Open at Oakmont this week. Let us know if that's you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Welcome back. Nice enough day. Rained earlier. Thought about when it was raining how the Bisons just rarely play on Mondays anymore. It used to be a thing until a couple of years ago, but they're pretty much almost always on a Tuesday through Sunday. You know, it's not bad out now, but they are home this week starting tomorrow. And that's through Father's Day. I'll be driving on Father's Day, Sunday, you know. I think it's the third year in a row coming home from lacrosse tournament. One thing I have to tell you. So with, you know, these road trips, it's booking hotels, right, for one or two nights in different places. And I booked one today where it gave me, you know, like usual, you go to a hotel's website, it gives you the different room options, the one king, the two queens. Do you want to roll in shower or something or whatever? You know, just keep it simple for me. It's my son and I, two beds, that's it. Today, the site I was at today to book a hotel had, all right, so here's the price for two queen beds. Here's the price with free internet. And then the next option was...
The internet doesn't sound free if it's added on to the price of the room without the free internet.
You're right with me. The next option is for like $10 more, free internet and free parking. I'm like, free parking? When do you ever have to pay to park at a hotel? But for $10 more, you get, quote, free parking.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't seem free at all. That seems like that's $10 for parking.
That really does not add up.
And then the next option is, like, for another 10 or 20 bucks, free internet, free parking, free breakfast. I mean, is anybody in charge of anything anymore? Like, isn't that something that
like
should be punishable?
Free? Yeah, no.
That's not free.
None of that's free.
No, that is, you can buy it.
Yeah.
It's not zero.
You want to maybe call that value added or some other kind of nonsense that also is annoying, but at least closer to correct.
You can't call it free. It isn't free if it's more money.
That is not okay.
That is not what free means.
No.
Just these kinds of things. How are we surviving?
Wife and I stayed in a hotel Saturday night. We just got out of here and went and had a nice time, lunch and dinner, and just stayed close by. And there was a situation at check-in that was I'd never experienced before and was highly annoying. It got alleviated in about 15 minutes or so, but was pretty annoying. There was room for one car to drive through to, like, you know, sort of leave your car outside while you're checking in and being told where to park and all that, right? Sometimes places will have a valet, and it's pretty obvious if you can leave your car there. Well, the person right in front of me pulled into...
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The spot, like, in such a way, it was a like circular drive, but is now blocking the way through. I'm behind them, someone's behind me, and eventually someone is behind that car. The people in the car in front of me that are blocking the way, they checked in just ahead of me. I check in, go outside. They're walking away from this vehicle with their luggage. They pass me in the lobby as I'm on my way out. And I think to myself, these do not look like people who are going back for that car. The guy's got the suit, the hanger with the suit bag over the shoulder, and they're marching.
They're going to their room.
Elevators. They're heading to the elevators, and I'm like, that doesn't look good. I go back outside. I look around for a minute. Like, no, that surely was them, and they've left this. I'm stuck. I tell my wife, go. Here's the key. I checked in. Go up to the room. I'll get this sorted out. So she does. And I go back inside. The woman that's in the car, is a passenger in the car that's right behind me, is now checking in. So I'm waiting behind her for the woman at the desk to, tend to me. All I want to do is tell her, you better call the people that just checked in ahead of me, because that's their car and they're not coming.
They're maybe thinking, in their defense, somebody's going to park it for them.
I think so, but there was no sign of that. There was no...
Yeah, that's a nice hotel.
I don't know. I think it was a pretty big gaffe on their part. Like, they just walked away. And I can't know if the keys were left in it because I didn't look. So eventually,
woman,
they get squared away. The woman gets squared away at the desk, and I tell her, like, hey, you better, I want to call these people. I think they think someone's parking their car for them. So that took about 10 or 15 minutes to get alleviated. When the guy comes down, I mean, he doesn't even make, I'm sitting right behind him in my truck, with the window down, sort of leaning out like, hi. And he doesn't even make eye. He just gets in the car and moves. Like, not even like a sorry, I didn't know.
So bad.
I'm sure he was embarrassed, but it was.
No, I'm not sure he was embarrassed.
It was a horribly inconsiderate move.
The valet excuse does not hold water.
No,
because you'd have to give them your keys.
There has to be somebody there that gives you a ticket.
That does not hold water.
Yeah,
no,
you can't just walk away and leave your car there.
That would you? I mean, you would never do that.
No, not a million years.
You would never do this.
I would ask the person at the front desk, "Is there a valet?" They say no. Okay, I'm going to go move my car now. These people just
really bad.
They needed to be summoned back to move their vehicle,
or else who knows?
Maybe
they just park there.
Eventually, I think we could have backed out. Like,
but you needed the other people behind you to move
first.
Yeah,
right. I'm wedged in. It was really tight. Oh. It was really annoying. And I would have liked at least like something. Nope. Just got in and moved.
Absolutely.
Jerk.
Absolutely. Awful move right there. That's an awful job. Okay, well, we can agree on this one. We may not agree on what should happen with James Cook. 803-0550, that topic when we return here on WGR.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!